Welcome back to the Recap Podcast. My name's Ian. That's Colin. We're here on the Recap Podcast.
Yes, we are.
To get things rolling today, tonight, I always struggle with that one.
That's okay.
It's like, what time of day is it? To get things rolling this episode, that's a good way to do it.
That is.
I'm just going to play a little bit of audio real quick. Hey, what speaker is it, this one?
Both, but the bottom one's better.
Okay, cool. This is why you have a Colin in your life.
It's critical.
Are you ready? Here we go.
Blessed in your most holy name. Amen. Thanks so much for worshiping. If you guys are in the house, you can take a seat and take a look at this.
Did you hear it?
I heard it, but I don't think most people heard it.
No?
I don't think so.
Oh, how do I play it? Really?
Tell them all what it was so then they
okay,
can listen for
we'll play it again. It is a... It's a minor chord from the electric guitar, and it sounds like this.
We'll give them a little bit of context on what they just heard. What was that?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So here's what you heard. You just heard the worst worship fail that I've ever personally experienced on the stage live, that I've ever committed. So we were ending the song. The vocalist was praying at the end, and we were underscoring underneath her, playing this progression, and I was playing this single note little lead line on the electric guitar, and then I was supposed to switch to a chord for the last note, so we were kind of waiting for her to be like amen, and then we were going to switch to the chord, and I switched to a minor chord instead of a major chord. So if you know the difference, great. If you don't, that's okay, but you can hear it if you listen closely to... I mean, I don't think you have to listen that closely, but if you listen, you'll hear something kind of crunchy, and that is it. Let's do it one more time. Oh, the audio was muted. So silly.
Jeez.
Thanks so much for worshiping. If you guys are in the house, you can take a seat.
Yeah. So that was my experience this weekend, and it was awful. And the punchline is, I know you're like, how could it get any better? The punchline is that we have two services on a Sunday morning, and I did the same thing twice.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. It really isn't. That's like,
it's,
unless it was one of those deals where it sounded worse in person, it really didn't sound like it wasn't that noticeable, I don't think.
Okay, fair enough. I talked to a few people afterward, and they heard it. But I also talked to people that didn't hear it, and they were like, whatever. So it's obviously different for a musician because you're listening to that.
Most people aren't listening to what you're playing.
Right. But I do think it's hilarious that I did the same thing twice.
Really funny.
And actually, this was the first time it happened, is what you just heard. The second service, the keys player did the same thing with me. Which, like, the odds of this happening are
That's
not
really
high.
Funny.
Like, it's the difference between an E major and an E minor is one note, and we both played the wrong note at the same time.
That's crazy.
And made the minor. It was so random, very crazy. I could not believe I did it the second service. I was so, like, I was thinking about it. I was like, don't do it.
I'm gonna do it.
And I did it. And I just thought that was funny. And I wanted to share it with you guys.
I appreciate you sharing that with us, being vulnerable and being open with us.
Feel like this is a place that I can come
in this dark time
and like bring my flaws,
yeah,
and say this is something I struggle with. How do we get past this? How do we work towards a better togetherness and a better version of self?
Yeah.
Really. It's like, that's what we're all chasing, right? Better version of self. Yeah.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah. Also, do you have, this is just random, when I was thinking about showing this, I was wondering if you can think of, or if you can think of any worship fails that you've witnessed, because we've both been involved in church ministry for a while, particularly on the worship side of, I mean, you were all over the place, but it was a big part of your ministry was the worship ministry. So I was wondering if you can think of anything that has maybe happened.
Yeah. One of my favorite stories is something, hopefully I'm not stealing one you're about to say.
No, I can't think of anything okay. else.
I didn't witness
obviously
this.
I was around though for this
well,
one.
Well, I think you, I didn't witness this one. I just heard about it later.
Okay.
Someone we both know was leading the song. I can't remember what the name of the song is, but the first line is, I saw Satan fall like lightning. And
oh,
it's not as much a fail. It's just,
that's hilarious.
You know, a lot of times worship leaders will like say the first line, say the first line of the song before they start singing.
Mm-hmm.
The first line of the song is, I saw Satan fall like lightning. And he goes, I saw Satan.
Yeah.
And then it's just the worst spot to cut off.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, all right, everybody, I'll just sing. I saw Satan.
Yeah, he said, I was there for this. I was playing bass. My buddy was leading this song, and he goes, sing this out. I saw Satan. 2, 3, 4. I saw Satan fall like lightning.
That's a
it
classic.
It was so funny. And, okay, good story. I believe, okay, and actually, I'm going to say that I'm like 80% confident that this is true. He did that song either one or, and that was at like a worship night. 1 or 2 weeks later, we had the worship night at my church. It wasn't affiliated with the church necessarily, but we had it at my church. 1 or 2 weeks later, my worship leader introduced that song. He heard it there and he liked it. So he introduced that song, and I think he did the same thing.
Oh.
He was like, sing this out, church. I saw Satan. And then I think I'm like pretty confident this happened. It maybe didn't. And I know my worship leader listens to this, so he'll tell me. Yeah. But yeah, I think that somebody mentioned it to him and he was like, oh yeah, you're right. That is weird.
Yeah. It's one of those things that's really not a big deal.
Yeah.
And I'm sure most people didn't even really think about.
Right.
But it just sounds funny.
Yeah. So instead now, because that song specifically is a really popular one to say before. Most of the time when I hear it, you say, sing this out, I saw Satan fall.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, oh, good. Oh, goody.
Could he fell.
Yeah. That first verse of that song is taken right out of Isaiah. I saw Satan fall like lightning.
The more you know.
Yeah, that is a good one.
What's another?
I don't know. I mean, there's all sorts of little worship fails that I've experienced. You know, you hit the wrong note at like a really good time. Like what I just did. That one was the most noticeable that I've ever done.
Yeah.
There was one.
Oh, I did one.
Oh, here we go.
So, if you're not super in the know with modern worship production, a lot of churches use something called tracks or multi-tracks or a click track.
Yeah.
Any variety of terms. And what that is, it's just like a metronome click and sometimes some like backing instruments that are like a recording that plays behind the worship team. And that's usually run from the drummer or the worship leader or keyboard player, the music director, usually on stage. Occasionally you'll do it from the tech booth, and that's what we were doing. So I was in charge of starting the track for the next song for every single song in the worship set.
Right, because they didn't flow together.
Most of them did. I think for whatever reason, this one didn't. I think they were doing like a final verse and slowing down at the end. So
okay.
we cut the track at the end, and then they ended it. And then I just kind of felt it out and then started the next one.
Gotcha.
And for some reason, I think I hit the next song button and it like froze. And I didn't think it went through, so I clicked it again or something. I don't know how it happened.
Oh.
But I skipped a song.
Oh no.
And I didn't realize it until like all the way after the service.
Stop.
Seriously.
Really?
Because the way we had it set up, like the words on the screen and everything were all timed to the track. So it would go to the next presentation in the slide software and everything. So it just did. It just progressed through it on its own.
Oh, so you guys just skipped a song. They didn't sing it.
No. Yeah.
Oh, what song was it? Or that's a stupid question. I'm sorry.
I have no idea. But so we went from like song 2 to song 4.
Uh-huh.
And the worship team insanely like picked it up pretty quick. Like
okay.
It was a little rough on like the intro.
Yeah.
But they figured it out and somehow like managed to stay with it.
And wow, dude, that's a good one.
And then, I was a little nervous because I'm like seeing them. I'm like, what's going on? Am I gonna have to kill the track? Because like they felt like they were off for the first intro because they were on
naturally,
the wrong song.
Yeah.
So, after service, I was funny. Like, the worship leader guy comes up to the sound booth. And he's like, I was like, dang, dude, you guys almost fell apart on that song. And he's like, yeah, you skipped one. And I was like, what?
That's funny. Dang, dude, you guys sucked.
Yeah, that, like, straight up. It was that humbling. I was.
And he's like, yeah, you.
That was on you, dude.
That was your fault, bro. That's funny. There was one. This was my fault, but it wasn't me. I was up at camp, and at camp, the closing like program that we did had a choir in it, and we did a band with the choir. So there was usually drums and a guitar, bass, and keys. And yeah, for this, there was a song. I don't know why I'm forgetting the song. Oh, Hymn of Heaven.
Sure.
Hymn of Heaven, right? Hymn of Heaven. Do you know that song?
Yeah. Phil Wickham.
Yeah, does that have a electric line in the beginning?
I don't recall. I honestly can't even think of how that song goes.
Okay. Anyway, there was a song by Phil Wickham. I'm pretty sure it was Hymn of Heaven that had this. No, it wasn't Hymn of Heaven. I'm sorry. Okay. It doesn't matter. And it had this electric line in it. And I was the sound guy, so I was like the electric player at camp, right? So, but I was the sound guy, so somebody else had to play electric. So we found a guy that could play electric, and he was good. He hadn't done it a ton, but he caught on quickly, and it worked. So I had this like modest little pedal board that I had brought from home. It had the essentials on it, and I remember before I left for camp, I was playing around this pedal board and I found this wild effect that sounds like a banshee.
Oh no.
Okay. Like you play it and it goes like wow, bow, 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 bow. Like it's so weird. Yeah. It's like this weird modulation thing. And I had it on a foot switch on the pedal board because I didn't want to forget it.
Yep.
And I brought it up there, and it was on a foot switch that wasn't being used. So I was convinced it wouldn't be an issue, right? But the foot switch next to it was the tuner. So basically what happened was he goes to start the song, and he had just tuned his guitar, and he clicked the other button by mistake. So, and he's got the lead line, so I'm cranking him for the beginning.
Yep.
And it starts out, and it's like, that's what it sounds like, which isn't what the effect sounds like, but when it was running together with the other stuff, it sounded bad. And I was scrambling, and I couldn't figure out what it was for like a good 4 seconds.
Yeah,
like, where's
like
it coming from?
Something
exactly. It
happened.
Sounded kind of like feedback. So I finally pulled him out, and it was gone. But like, at that point, people knew, but it like something was up. But I didn't know how to tell him that it was his guitar because they didn't know what was going on either.
Right.
But they heard it, and all of a sudden he was gone. Right. And there's no like, we're not using in-ears or anything. I can't talk to him in any way. So because he was going to play for the other songs too, but I was like, you're not in the mains. So like, do what you will, but it's not going to come through.
Right.
But he did have stage monitors, and I didn't want to come in through the stage monitor. So at one point he looks at me because he's like, I'm obviously not as loud as I was. And I kind of gave him like the cut it symbol.
Yep.
And he was like, oh, okay. But I don't know. It weird thing, but like when you're not supposed to be playing on stage because something goes wrong, it looks weird if you stop playing. So I like wanted him to keep playing, but don't play, you know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
But he didn't. He just kind of folded his hands in front of the guitar, and it was over. And that was like, that was awful. I hated it, but it was fine.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Sorry, I just got this weird text. My bad. Yeah, so that was like one of the other ones that I experienced, but If you want to laugh, go on to YouTube and type in worship fails, and there's some good ones out there.
Pretty silly.
It's fun to remember we're all human, right? The Ocean's Drummer, that's a good one. That's a really good one. Do you know that one?
I don't think so.
They're singing Oceans, and it's like this rock metal drummer, and he just breaks into this drum solo. In the
I have seen that one.
Boom, ba-da-da, boom, ba-da-da, boom, ba-da-da, boom, ba-da-da, boom, ba-da-da. And it like, it, if you look at the guy, it's almost like he has an attitude problem. Like he was like mad at somebody, and it's like, yeah, take that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's fun.
Okay. What was that? That was me saying, keep talking. I'm going to drink this. But you didn't. And that's chill. Okay. Moving on.
I thought that was like your stop because you've got the wrong effect on right now. Just stand there.
Oh, nope.
Gesture. So I was confused.
Nope. That wasn't it.
Dang. You said we got some Tate talks.
Yeah, we do. That's not what I wanted. No, I'm just kidding. It's fine. Yeah, all Tate right. reached out and he said he's been slacking on the Tate stocks. He knows it. He feels bad. And I said, it's all good.
It's
and
not
he
the
said,
end of the world,
I said, it was just a joke. It's fine.
Just a joke.
And he said, no, I like doing it. I've been slacking.
Jeez.
And I was like, okay, my.
Calm down.
My gosh. Like,
wow.
Tate. Relax.
So what do you got for us?
Also, I sent him Tennessee Skies because he...
Oh, he requested it?
Yeah, he said, trying to send me Tennessee Skies with like the eye emoji, you know, like the two eyes looking like that. So I sent it to him and he was like, loved it.
Dude, I was thinking about that after we talked about it last week.
Yeah.
And I looked through that note with all the lyrics and I was like, dang, that song was fire.
It's actually a good song.
I think we got to... We could make some slight lyric adjustments, maybe write another verse, re-record it.
Maybe.
It's a banger.
Yeah.
Let us know if you want us to release Tennessee Skies.
Yeah, let us know.
Let us know.
Can you set up Tate's talks really quick? I need to do something.
So this guy named Tate, he's got talks. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, real quick, I'm not going to set up Tate talks.
That's okay. I'm done. But you can do your thing.
Oh, shoot.
I'm really sorry I had to send the text. It was
important. Real quick, we need to apologize.
No.
It happens
not again.
Nonstop.
I was yawning again, wasn't I?
No. It's even worse.
I probably was, though.
Well, yeah, you were. But I wasn't going to call it out. Your dad was.
Roasted.
That wasn't a very good roast, but
sorry. What
we'll
is the thing?
A couple weeks ago, we put out an episode called Ian Would Like to Apologize.
Yeah.
And in that episode, you did apologize. However, in a YouTube comment on that episode, I was informed by the review podcast that we should actually be apologizing to them, to that podcast.
The review podcast.
Yes. And that is because we allegedly ripped off their podcast.
Stop.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to look at this.
In fact, evidence of this was given in the form of a YouTube link.
Stop. Can we watch it?
The original content that we stole our podcast from.
Can we do this now?
So if you'd like to watch that, go to...
Can I watch it right now?
You can, I guess, yeah.
All right, I'm getting there. I didn't know this happened. Obviously, I don't keep up.
So, this is the formal apology to the review podcast.
Sorry.
We very clearly ripped off your podcast, and this is us coming clean.
This is us coming clean and saying I'm sorry. This is the one Ian would like to apologize. Okay, right there. 109 views. Wow, that's pretty good. Oh, look at me sipping on my stuff. Comments. Okay. So I was drinking grape juice.
Classic.
You should be apologizing to me for ripping my channel off next week. Bet. Oh, they're like totally cool. Wait, okay, so where's the
Does
YouTube
the link not
link?
Show up?
No.
It might have gotten like flagged because it only shows up when I go to like the YouTube studio app.
Oh.
So I might have to like.
Oh, I know who this is.
Yeah, we've talked about him.
Oh, we have?
Yes.
Review podcast. Well, goody, review podcast. Sorry. I'm less sorry now that I know who this is. Just kidding. They're good people.
Anyway, Tate's talks.
Okay, so Tate's got some good talks today. They're actually really good. We're going to start with question two and then question three and then get to the big swinger later. It's like two paragraphs. First question, what's your favorite part about spring? What is it, your favorite part
about spring? Honestly, it's the part where I'm not able to breathe because I'm sneezing every 3 seconds. That's
really?
Not true. I'm not sneezing every 3 seconds.
That's weird.
It's more of like the type of deal where every 5 minutes I'll go into a sneezing fit where I sneeze 30 times in a row.
Yeah, you do that.
And everyone thinks I'm like dying. They're like, are you okay? Like,
and you're like, can't answer because you're sneezing.
Kind of. I'm kind of okay. Like, no, my favorite part of spring is it being warm. I hate winter. I hate it so much.
Wow. That's a pretty strong thing.
I despise that season.
Wow. It's getting worse.
So when it gets warm, I'm happy.
Right.
What about you?
I do enjoy the uplift in the temperature. It's a good time. But I would say my favorite thing about spring is just seeing the new life everywhere.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, I'm just kidding. I don't really care that much. I do enjoy the rain.
Let him finish.
Kinda. So the rain specifically affects my job like pretty severely.
I can imagine.
When it rains, we can't work when it rains. So that kind of sucks sometimes. It's like, oh my gosh, it's raining again. That sucks because, you know, obviously we can't work when it's raining. Sorry, I just needed to kind of fix the way I was sitting there.
Of course.
But I just something about waking up to rain is one of my favorite things. And like, I enjoy Saturdays when it's rainy and like there's, you can't do anything. You just make coffee. Oh, I love making coffee. So yeah, that's like my favorite thing about spring. Enjoy spring. And it's exciting because you start to get anticipation for summer and like
summer's so good. Oh my gosh, I love summer.
Do you want to know why summer's great? Listen to Phineas and Ferb's song called like Summer or something like that.
Or just open your freaking eyes. Like,
yeah.
Come on.
Summer, man. Where do we begin?
Summer. I'm so ready to play pickleball.
Oh. Pickleball. And spike ball. Love spike ball.
Spike ball is pretty good. It's no pickleball.
I like spike ball better than pickleball. But it's probably because I'm better at spike ball than I am at pickleball.
You could be a really good pickleball player.
You think?
I can see it in your eyes.
Do you think so?
I can.
I don't think I could be that good.
I think that's the secret to pickleball.
I'm not super agile.
Is anyone can be really good. You don't got to be agile. You can be, just got to be, you can be smart or agile. Think about the old people. There's like 80-year-olds that could beat me at pickleball. Easy. Not in singles, but in doubles.
Not in singles, obviously.
In singles, I can outrun them. Like, I mean, there's a lot more running in singles.
Right. Okay. Second question. What is your dream for retirement? What kind of lifestyle do you want to have?
That is a great
question. When you don't have to go to work anymore. That is a good question. I can go first.
You'll go first?
My dream for retirement is to be able to do it. I don't necessarily foresee myself retiring before the age of like 60. But that's not super uncommon.
That's pretty standard.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, who knows where life will take me? I'm not locked into a career path. I'm not set on like what I got going right now. I like it, but like I'm not. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't have to be this way. So, apologies for that like half yawn that I just had.
Jeez.
That being said, my dream for retirement would be like to be able to retire with my wife that like at the same time. That would be awesome. And to like be somewhere close to family. Like I don't know. Like I don't want my retirement to resemble like spring break in your 20s. Like, you know, it's like, oh, now we're partying. Like, no, that's not really what I want to do. Sure. I would rather relax and be close to my family and live out the rest of my days in peace.
In peace. Just want peace.
Yeah. The kind of lifestyle I expect to have, not much different than the one that I have now. Like, I don't expect to have a bunch of money when I retire. I don't expect to be broke. I expect to drink a lot of coffee.
Oh, geez.
And hopefully play a lot of music. But that's pretty much it. I will for sure be that old guy that's like still on the worship team. And everybody's like, dude, when are you going to give it up?
Are you going to be? Never mind.
It's like, you're not that good. You know, that'll be the question. It's like, dude, you're not that good. Get off the stage. And I'm like, no.
No.
I love it.
Back in my day, this is what good music sounded like.
Yeah. Back in my day, we had Gary Job.
Gary Job.
Yeah. What about you, Colin? What's your retirement look like?
What's my retirement look like?
I'll probably still be podcasting.
We will be podcasting till the day we die. I'll be podcasting from my deathbed. That's not true.
How many episodes does Joe Rogan have?
I don't know.
Yeah, okay. What's your retirement look like?
My retirement? I don't know if I really plan on retiring. By that I mean I will likely work at least in some capacity till I'm no longer able to.
Right.
Just cause I don't know. I don't think we're meant to just stop working, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't like the idea of I just turn 65 and just be like, well, now I'm just going to sit around for the rest of my life. You know,
yeah.
I'd like to be at a place where I have enough money set aside that work can be optional, you know, that I can be like, you know what, I want to spend a little bit more time with family now, do a little bit more of this, a little more of this.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I haven't thought of ahead that far.
I mean, it's scriptural to like not let your hands be idle, right? So like retirement doesn't look like,
yeah,
or shouldn't look like sitting around and being lazy. The last Tate's talk is this, okay?
Tell
this
us.
Is a big one, and I love it.
I love it.
Here it is. It says, I just got done reading a book called Fahrenheit 451.
Classic.
Do you know it?
I haven't read it, but I know of it.
Okay. It says,
it's about burning
it is
books,
set
right?
in a dystopian future where firemen actually set houses on fire instead of putting out fires. The reason they do this is because books are illegal, and if they catch someone with books, then they burn the house down. Kind of a spoiler, I guess, but you find out that there's a group of people who memorize a book or two in order to preserve them to avoid the risk of being caught with a physical book and being punished. So, question for you guys. If you had to choose which book... I thought he misplaced a comma. He didn't.
Nice.
If you had to choose which book you'd memorize to preserve, which one would you pick? It says you can only pick one book of the Bible because that would be an easy answer. And there also has to be a non-Bible book. Does that mean non-faith-based book as well?
If you want to do a faith-based, do a non-faith-based as well.
Okay.
So let's do three books.
One book of the Bible, one faith-based, one non-faith-based.
Yeah.
Okay.
For me, it would be for Book of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
That's tough.
It shouldn't be. There's a right answer to that.
Is it Romans?
No. No. Why would it be Romans?
I like Romans. I'd probably go...
Romans is good, but...
I mean, one of the Gospels are a easy answer. Maybe John?
No, you're wrong.
What do you think?
It's not it.
Which one do you go?
Obviously Revelations.
What? Revelation. First of all, that's not a book of the Bible. It's just Revelation. There's no S.
I literally corrected myself.
But I started saying
right
that
after I said
I started it. Saying that before, or I started thinking it before, and I just couldn't stop myself. That's an interesting choice.
How can it be an interesting choice?
That would almost be my last choice.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like that one's the most important. It's not the best book by far.
That's the most important?
I mean, it says to watch for the signs.
It also says plenty of other things, like that there's no gospel in the Revelation.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, I would definitely choose something New Testament with.
Maybe John is message. John is a good one because it has the story of Jesus in it. Luke is probably a better one. It's not as interesting as John, but it has more details into the life of Jesus.
Yeah, it just depends on what you're looking for, I guess.
I guess.
Any of the synoptics, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, you've got pretty a little bit more robust story.
Yeah.
John's got a little more theology in it.
I love John.
It's got that really so rich, that first paragraph. Fire. John's probably the one I would go with.
My faith-based book would be a book called is that the one I want to do? Yeah. Why Do I Do What I Don't Want to Do? I forget what it's...
Is that one you're trying to borrow to me?
Yeah. I forget who it's by. I still have like 2 chapters left in it, but it's so good.
So good.
Obviously good enough for me to finish this, but I'm not good at reading. I mean, I can read fine. I just hate reading. But once I start reading, I enjoy it.
Maybe you should just start it anyway.
Yeah, I'm just a bad guy. Anyway, that would be my faith-based book.
Guy. Duh. I don't know. I'm trying to think of...
You don't read much faith-based books? Not really a big faith-based book guy.
I just don't... Not a big faith guy.
Yeah, I mean...
Not really into this.
I also like Radical by David Platt. Yeah. Something like that. Radical. Good book.
Radical.
It's pretty radical.
It's pretty radical. There's one I've read recently that I've enjoyed, and I can't put my finger on what it was. So that's helpful for everyone.
Yeah.
Let's see. What's one I've read recently, I guess.
Yeah.
I'll just go with that instead. Not even close to what the question is, but that's okay. Called What is the Gospel by, I want to say, Greg Gilbert.
Good book. I've heard of it.
Yeah. Super short little read.
Is that the square one?
No, it's like rectangle.
Okay. Because there's a book called, I think, This is the Gospel, maybe.
The square, like white one, yeah, with red.
It's not white, it's black.
But it's like that big. It's like paper and it's like that thin.
No, it's like that thin.
We're thinking of different books then.
Yeah, but it's a square. It looks like a CD.
Cool.
I always thought that was interesting. Why don't more people do this? Why don't we change the way books are made? Why don't we improve books?
Read right to left. I don't know.
I think some countries do that.
I think so too.
Doesn't Japan?
I want to say Japan.
You did? You wanted to say Japan?
I want to say.
If we both felt the urge to say Japan.
Japan.
It's probably right.
That was really good timing on that. Thank you. Was good.
I like to think that we have some pretty decent chemistry.
I like to think that too.
People tell me that all the time.
People tell me all every day. That's a good book. Non-faith-based. I should have been thinking about this.
I'm doing a series because it's my podcast and I can.
Oh, boy. Go ahead.
The Circle series.
Oh, dude, that's such a good series.
Really good series.
Did you read Green?
Yeah.
What'd you think of Green?
Green's the last one, right?
Last or first, if you want
to. Right. I think Green is my least favorite.
It's so much weirder.
Because it catches up, like, in a... I don't know. Like, you're not super following Thomas anymore, right? If I remember it.
I don't remember anything about those books. I just remember it had vampires.
No, it didn't have vampires. Yes, it had bats.
It had, like, bat people.
No, it had...
It had people that like, ate other people's blood.
Yeah, but they're not vampires.
But what is a vampire? If not a person that eats blood.
It didn't have vampires.
It had people that were, like...
Basically had Satanists. They were Satanists.
Okay, but they were like biting other people and drinking their blood.
Not vampire. I'm just kidding. It's pretty much a
it's
vampire.
A vampire.
I thought you were talking about the bats when you mentioned that. That stuff is in Green. I will say this about Green. It does get really dark.
That guy's got some dark books.
Yeah. What's the other one I read?
It's Ted Decker, right?
Yeah. Oh, dude. I read another one that was really like super dark and weird. It was,
these are also kind of faith-based books.
Yeah, loosely. I mean, the idea I think for him is that I don't know. I would compare it maybe to C.S. Lewis, but like way less.
A little bit
like
allegorical.
Like Narnia is an allegory.
Yeah.
For Christ, but like pretty allegory. Obviously, I would say that the circle has some allegory. Yeah,
it's allegorical elements. Allegorical. Some Christian themes.
I mean, there's clearly a God.
Yeah.
There's clearly God's helpers. There's clearly a bad guy, and there's clearly bad guy helpers. But like that's not super. That's not an unpopular theme.
I kind of they're really good books. I don't remember like anything about them.
Really?
I'm excited.
I'll get your head working, right? So just like Thomas in the Real World.
Yep.
Right, is like kind of a schmuck.
Yeah.
His sister's got her life put together. Kara, I think is her name.
Okay.
And
still where he falls asleep, he goes to a different world.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
No, not almost. If he falls asleep and he dreams, he goes to a different world.
Right. And he can spend like a long time.
He can only spend as long as he can stay awake.
Really? So like every time.
Yeah. However, when he goes to the other, he enjoys the other world that's not our world better.
Yep.
So once there's a gap between the order is black, red, white, green, or green, black, red, white. You can start and end in the same spot.
Yeah.
It's not that you can read them in any order, but
either the beginning or the end.
Yes.
It works better as the end.
It does. It very much does. But the idea for the circle series is not necessarily meant to be read in a circle.
Right.
It works. And I think that he kind of tied it in there at the end. I don't know.
Yeah, those first three were written pretty close together, and then the last one, Green, was written years later.
Yeah, because I don't know that he superintended to
do
that.
I don't think so.
But
it works okay, but it's kind of just like,
I don't know. The way that it ties it together is kind of like, oh, you meant to.
I feel like it was a little bit cheap.
Yeah.
Like a little bit like, then they went all back in time and started at this book.
Is that how it goes?
Something
like that.
It was a little bit better than that, but
yeah.
It just kind of gave me that vibe.
Mm-hmm. But So there's a gap between like red and white. Like when we start the book white, it's just in the other world for a long time.
Sure.
Because he's found this fruit that keeps him from dreaming.
Oh.
So he's got a wife, a son, maybe a daughter too. Like
so what
all
happens,
in this other world.
What happens if he sleeps but doesn't dream?
Just sleeps, wakes up.
But what's happening in the other world?
He's sleeping. So time,
it's not like he's sleeping for days on end.
Right. Time is disconnected.
Time stretches out for the amount of like one sleep in the real world.
Right.
Got it.
Right. So like one sleep could be as much as 2 days or 30 years, but it's still one sleep in the other world. So you can get your time really messed up.
Right.
But like in the real world, there's like kind of like coronavirus happening thing.
Yeah.
Where these people are trying to like put a virus into the world and start a pandemic.
As one does.
And he's like trying to stop that from happening.
But also he's kind of like, I just don't want to deal with this.
But like, it's weird because the people in the other dream, like the god and the demon guy in the other dream, have information about the other thing. Oh, and that's because they think that he's dreaming of this thing called the histories. So like basically he's projecting his mind into the far, far, far future. It's kind of how it all goes. Like, I don't know. Like as far as Ted Dekker goes, it's probably close to billions of years later.
Whoa.
I know. Billions with a B.
Billions.
So there's these books called the Books of Histories. The Book of Histories. And he's like, he's able to recite them.
Have you read these books since like?
No.
Last time?
No.
Like we talked about them?
No. No.
That's insane.
Yeah. I'm just good at remembering things.
Some things.
True. some things. That's crazy. I actually kind of have a bad short-term memory.
You have a really bad short-term memory, but really Thanks. Good. Well, yes. I mean, it's you can't Jeez. Control it. It's not a necessarily thing to a say bad to thing.
You have a, like, you're really bad.
Okay.
I mean, it's bad.
A memory is not a skill, okay? You just have a good memory or a bad memory to an extent.
I have a pretty terrible short-term memory. I have a really good long-term memory. I can quote the entire National Treasure movie.
I've got a few movies I can quote in entirety.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you got? I can only do the one.
I could probably do Incredibles.
You really think you could quote every single line?
I think I get pretty close.
Wow, that's crazy.
I might have to get like something to get me started, but you know.
Oh, for the beginning? You don't even have the beginning?
I don't know. There's a few movies that like.
I know the first line of Incredibles. Is this on?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I watched a movie a couple days ago.
Stop.
I know. It was a big moment for me, honestly. I don't do it.
What was it called?
I'd seen it before.
What was it?
It's Baby Driver.
Oh.
And I forgot how fantastic a movie that is.
So good. What? How'd you watch it?
It's on Netflix.
Right now. No.
Yeah.
Is it time for you to go home?
You've got Netflix, right?
Yes.
Dude, that might be like top three for me.
All time.
It's so good.
All time top three.
Yeah.
Wow.
Everything about it.
Baby.
Like,
baby.
It's just such a...
What's your name?
Baby.
Baby.
It's such a fun movie. Like, the action scenes are insane.
Yeah.
Really well done. The acting is a little awkward. I'll say that.
Okay.
But it's more just like the director in an interview described it as like a modern day musical. Like, it doesn't have singing and dancing, but like the action scenes are all timed to music really well.
Yeah,
a lot of the movie has like is very, very stylized.
Yeah,
it's a lot of fun. Got a great love story.
Really good love story.
Really good. So much fun. It's such a fun
movie. It's a fun movie. It's a really fun movie. That's a great movie.
So if you're into that,
I'm gonna watch that.
It's pretty great.
I'm totally watching that.
If you're a child, maybe don't.
You think?
I mean,
it's pretty violent.
It's R. It's got a lot of language and it's very violent.
Yeah. Probably don't watch it if you're a child.
But it's a lot of fun.
But so, it's so fun.
It's pretty.
No, it's a good. Yeah, it is rated R. It's very violent. So maybe watch out for that. But
it's a lot of fun.
Or don't watch for it. We're not condoning anyone to watch the show.
Look, here's the deal.
Look, here's the
deal. If you're over 18.
Look, here's the deal.
Make your own decision. If you're under 18. Ask your parents' permission.
Ask your parents' permission.
And then ask, what voice are you doing right now?
I don't know.
That was an idea for a game I had.
Oh.
But we're not going to do it today.
Do you want to talk about it now, though?
But sure. Maybe we'll try next
week. We'll set it up and
let us know what you think. It's kind of a goofy one.
Okay.
It's a little goofy.
A little silly.
So
see silly goose.
We basically, like, one person does, like a character or, like, an impression of some sort.
And you have to guess what it is.
No.
Oh.
That'd be too easy. You start with like a character or an impression. It could just be like an accent or like a specific like celebrity impression.
Gotcha.
And you do kind of a spiel as that person.
Yeah.
And then somehow in this spiel, staying in character, you reference or mention another character or accent. And then at that point it switches over to the other person and they have to do that character or accent that you just referenced.
Wow.
And then you just keep going back and forth.
That's wild.
It sounds pretty goofy.
Sounds pretty goofy.
I think it's kind of fun.
Actually pretty difficult too.
Yeah. Well, it'd be fun because we're both pretty bad at most impressions.
I think that I'm pretty good at some impressions.
You've got a couple, yeah. But like, I'm just saying, I don't think...
I listened back to my Jordan Peterson one. It's not as good as I thought it was. I actually thought I was doing really good.
That's really embarrassing, that isn't it? When you're
yeah, it is.
That's okay. I thought it was fine. It was good enough.
Thanks.
You got the point across. I think if you did that voice, people that knew who Jordan Peterson was would definitely get that it was Jordan Peterson.
Yeah, if I talked intellectually.
Yeah, I mean half of an impression. It's not really getting the voice just right. It's just kind of saying things in the same intonation and like same type of stuff they say.
Totally. Totally.
Like a good Trump impression. People think it's just like the kind of Trumpy
it's
voice.
It's just the voice. It's just talking like this.
But he has a very unique...
He doesn't even talk
even,
like
not
this.
Not even a unique voice, just a very unique like style of speech.
Yeah.
The way he enunciates words.
Get those lights off me. Get them off.
Yeah, and just
it's
like
210 degrees
yeah,
in
the hyperbole
here.
He uses yeah. is very... Sleepy Joe Biden.
Sleepy Joe.
That's what I don't call him that. They say, I say, don't call him that. That's
I
weird.
Say, don't
they
call
say, no,
him.
He's Sleepy Joe Biden. I say, okay.
Okay.
Sleepy Joe Biden. That's what they call him.
I still don't get that name. Why are they calling him Sleepy?
I don't know. He's tired. He's got a nap. Stupid idiot.
Because he's old?
I don't know.
Oh, that's funny. All right. Well, I'm just going to wrap this up now by saying that, like, I don't think... I'm not going to do that. I was going to do something to, like, directly... kind of like take a bat swing at a specific listener, but I don't know that I want to do
this. Just gonna directly insult.
I was just going to directly insult someone, but I'm
one
I'm,
of the people that kindly takes time out of every week to listen to our podcast. I was going to like personally attack them.
No, not quite personally attack them, but I was going to say something that only they would understand. And it was not very nice.
Gotcha.
So anyway, I'm going to wrap this up by just saying later. And okay, that's the fifth time that I've unplugged my headphones. So
yeah, you unplugged mine a while ago. So I got nothing right now.
That's fine.
That's why I unplugged near.
All right. Well, love you. Bye.
Bye.